This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Thank you.
That's a familiar sound for a lot of people. A case of beer rolling its way to a customer. And while it's closing time for 23 locations of the beer store in Ontario by the end of February, Halliburton County's two locations in Halliburton and Minden will remain open for the time being. Ontario Premier Doug Ford's $612 million move to sell beer, wine, and coolers at more than 4,000 convenience stores across the province has had an inevitable trickle-down effect for the beer store and its 6,500 employees over 435 locations. More competition has led to store closures in Toronto, Barry's Bay, Marmora, Geraldton, Cochrane, Stratford, and Burlington. John Nock, president of UFCW Canada Local 12R24, which represents the beer store workers, told Canoe FM that in May 2024, the Ontario government pledged to pay the beer store $225 million as compensation for the move to sell alcoholic drinks in convenience stores. As part of the master contract, the beer store is expected to keep at least 300 retail outlets open until the end of 2025. After that, it's likely the death knell will sound for the bricks and mortar operations and the loss of good paying jobs.
I worked there right out of high school, and you know, I made a career out of it. I bought a home, I raised a family. So many of my coworkers, same thing. You know, it's a good paying union job with good benefits, pensions, stuff you don't find anymore. And that is going to be a thing of the past. You know, convenience stores aren't offering good wages and pensions. I don't even think they're employing more people, to tell you the truth, because our drivers go in there and the same guy that's behind the counter is the same guy that receives the beer. He doesn't have a whole army of people putting that beer away. It's not creating jobs. UFCW also has a bunch of members in the grocery business, the Loblaws, the Metros, the Sobeys. They're all unionized to UFCW, and they haven't hired more people and more members. So there's just more work for the existing people, and eventually it could mean beer store jobs are gone. Luckily, so far, I think we've lost maybe 10 people. Most are absorbed in neighboring stores. But as more close, there's not going to be room for more and more people to go into more and more stores. So that's when you're going to find permanent layoffs.
In a statement to Canoe FM, Ozzy Ahmed, the beer store's vice president of retail, explained the closures. He said, like any retailer in today's evolving marketplace for beverage alcohol, we are continually evaluating our business operations to ensure we're meeting the needs of our customers and adapting to change. The beer store is closely watching our retail stores and making decisions on what makes the most sense for how we operate as a business. Any decision we make considers our commitment to serving our customers. There is no further information to share with respect to the retail location you've referenced or any other retail locations at this time. Knox says employees of the beer store are worried that their locations will soon join the 100 that are scheduled to shutter by the end of 2025. And the not knowing is causing a lot of stress.
Am I next? I'm hearing rumors I'm next. Is my store going to close? It's not very busy right now. Are we next? I said, listen, when I know, you will know. You know, the employer is I guess, doing their calculations and you know, figuring out what to close and what not to close. Or they haven't even told me definitely if more are closing. But, you know, I'm not naive. If you're allowed to close 100 more, big business is going to close them. Because that's 100 less bricks and mortar, 100 less, you know, utility bills. It all adds up to millions and millions of dollars.
Outside the beer store in Halliburton, customers weren't happy with the closure of retail outlets. They say both the variety of beer and pricing is what keeps them coming back.
So the beer store is pretty convenient. You can usually get everything you want in one location rather than the grocery store. I was just there and there's only 5 or 6 flavors to choose from. So the beer store is a pretty important thing, I'd say.
The prices are obviously better because of it's a beer store, right? So, no, it would be inconvenient for sure.
Well, I come to the beer store because it's convenient. And the closest one is Minden. So I work construction. We build custom cottages up here. And yeah, it's kind of convenient. I'd rather go up to the beer store than a grocery store, in my own opinion. Perfect. They always got my beer. And today I got off early because it's snow day and we're kind of slow on work. So yeah, here I am.
The beer store locations set to be closed by February 28th include those in Scarborough, Etobicoke, Ottawa, and Kingston.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.